Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It is Sunday, September 22nd. Yankees in a rubber match against the Blue Jays. That's probably the least interesting thing about this game, in my opinion. We got Seve getting his second start. We got Stanton getting a lot of at-bats in the three hole. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to do. Jake, how are you doing?
I'm good. I just had an odd kind of idea. Why is it called the rubber match, Jim? Do you know?
Rubber match. I don't know. I love etymology.
So right?
I'll find out. I will say this at the beginning of the show. We've had a lot of problems with our tech recently, if you like watching live on YouTube. Just to let you know, I've been pulling my hair out over it. So if it happens again, I apologize. I made some improvements to the Wi-Fi and the Ethernet and the internet situation, so hopefully it doesn't cut in and out. But if it does, I'm sorry. And hopefully next season, we're in a much better position with actual people that know how to do live shows and shit, and not me bumbling around like the fucking idiot of the dinosaur world.
So yeah, we're if you guys are a little frustrated, as are we, rubber match, it looks like it goes back to like 1590s. I'm not seeing like what it actually means, but I guess it came from lawn bowling. So that's just as exciting as today's game, really.
Damn. There was a discussion under the title of rubber match. By the way, a rubber band will play a rubber match. What the fuck? They're just telling us what the rubber match is. Like, I know what it is.
Right? Like, the rubber match is the deciding game. No, we got that part, but why were people saying it in 1590? And why do we still say it today?
What? Rubber, in its tie-breaking sense, first appeared in context of bowls around 1599. Unfortunately, no one knows where rubber in this sense came from. Well, what the fuck? Rubber previously meant anything used to rub, smooth, or clean, because there wasn't like rubber back then.
Right.
So maybe it was like, you know, they were rubbing together. Like, we're so close. It's so close that you're touching and rubbing. So you're rubber match.
They're rubbing together one last time to see who wins. I don't know. We need our John Boy Media etymologist to reach out, because that's a weird one. Like, did some drunkard just say that 400 years ago and now we still say it? Jim, that leads us perfectly into the game.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I wasn't excited for the game, and then I saw it was Seve Day, and I lit up.
Same thing. I know we're late to the pregame show because I had a horrendous experience. It wasn't that bad. I ordered avocado toast, and it took like 40 minutes, and it's like, guys. It's like, come on now.
Guys, give me a chance back there. I'll do the bread. I'll do the avocado.
Like, just
give me the avocado. If you guys can heat up that bread,
it'd be wonderful.
I'll take it home.
It's like, come on. This shouldn't take that long. Anyway, yeah, man. I saw Severino. I was like, ooh, I want to talk about this. So the lineup is DJ LeMahieu is leading off. Aaron Judge is DHing. Stanton is in the three hole, which jives with my brain much better. Voit in the four hole playing first base. Gardner hitting fifth. Gio hitting sixth playing third base. Cameron Maybin in right field. Romine behind the dish. And Wade at shortstop. Severino on the bump. So a couple notable things. Gleyber gets the day off. Smart. He's got an off day tomorrow. Let him get rest. I like that. Stanton moved up to the three hole. Get this dude more at bats. Thank you. He looked fantastic yesterday. Judge DHing again. He's banged up more than we want, man. It's good. Like, don't get him hurt. Keep him healthy. But the fact that – and they probably wanted to ride this out to the off day, same with Kleber. But I'm getting a little worried.
No.
I think he's more banged up than we think.
No, I mean, we just don't know the conversations behind the scenes. I think there could be merit there, absolutely. It could also just be like, hey, Judgy, they clinched, and they could have been like, hey, Judge, how do you want to do your rest the rest of the way? And he'd be like, honestly, I'd instead of off days, I'd rather just DH when I can. So I don't know. I mean,
I think he's
banged up. Yes. Is there a chance this is just something they want to do to rest him? I think so too. Like maybe Judge gave them guys, I want to be in that lineup and I want to win some games to try to get home field. And they said, well, you're not going to be playing in the field every day. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's banged up. Boone has said
right.
that. So usually they hide injuries. Like Glaber's been banged up this whole season. If you listen to any Boone press conference, he skirts around it. And he's like, Glaber's been, and like, he'll like bite his tongue. And he's like, he's been getting a lot of treatment, precautionary. And it's like, it sounds like Glaber's been like, and like, they're like, he's been battling things. Like Boone always sprinkles these things. So even when they are, they hide it. So for them to say, oh no, Judge is banged up, and then put him at DH like 3 days in a row, I think he's banged. I think he's
right, but at the same time, wouldn't you say that is like risky and dangerous if he's that banged up to be DHing him even? Like, wouldn't that be a bad reflection on the team? If he's as banged up as you're leading on, then why would they even be playing him against the Blue Jays, you know?
Yeah. Get his at bats, and I just hope he can play the field. I think he'll be fine for playoffs. It's
yeah.
just like it'd be better if he was in right field right now.
Always.
Yeah. Clint sits. Maben gets back into the action. Wade's out there again playing shortstop. So what did what has Wade done recently? Played left field. What was he yesterday?
So he was left field. He played second base yesterday because Glaber sat, right?
Yeah, now he's playing shortstop. It's the Wade show, man. It's Wade's world right now, and he's coming to task every game.
Yeah, man.
That steal of third base and then scoring on that infield hit or whatever that hit was. I mean, it's like I said, it's spring training Wade in September. It's pretty wild to watch. I mean, I don't think Wade's going to be a huge factor in the postseason, but I will say this. When he's doing this stuff, it's very fun to watch.
Yeah, and we trust him. It's crazy what a couple weeks do. I mean, we trust him a lot more than we did even a week ago.
Yeah. I don't trust him getting starts in the postseason, but it's been fun.
And it's funny, and what Tyler Wade's doing is going to be – like, I'm just thinking now of how much conversation you and I are going to have about Tyler Wade this offseason. And let's be honest.
He changed the conversation.
It's going to be a fucking coin flip. Like, yay, yeah, maybe he figured it out and he's good, or he stumbled into a couple good weeks, the spring training September thing. But it is crazy fun to watch. He's good with the glove. You mentioned the run he scored. It was a hard hit single where not a lot of players would score, not a lot of people would be sent, and he just casually snuck the hand in there. I'll be on my way. Thank you. Cool. And yeah, he did the delayed steal of third. I mean, if that's like my baseball soul,
that's
all I've got in this world.
Delayed steal.
Yeah.
It's ruthless. It's one of the more ruthless things you can do on a baseball field.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know.
My dad used to love giving me the delayed steal sign back in like eighth grade when he was my coach.
Yeah.
And I'd love it because you're just like, wow, you guys are being dumb. I'm going to take advantage of your dumbness. That's basically what the delayed steal is. It's ruthless.
It was kind of my package deal. when I was good at baseball, seventh grade, I'm going to slap some balls. I'm going to make some obnoxious diving plays. I'm a delayed steal when I'm a delayed steal. And that's part of the package. Yeah, I mean, Stanton Seve is clearly what everyone has eyes on. Wade's world is fun. And then, Jim, I said it at the end as a little bit of a throwaway. Gio starting to find a little bit of a slide. I want him to straighten me out sexually. And, yeah, I don't know. That's kind of all I'm watching. Just don't let Randall – hit Randall Grichuk. No, I don't want to say that.
Jake, Jared Gott is in the chat.
Yeah.
And he just said he's pooping right now. And then as soon as it sent it, he retracted it.
Okay.
I just want to let you know, Jared, we know you're pooping.
Maybe he finished.
He was like, oh, it was a lie. Yeah, okay.
He's just sitting on the porcelain altar.
Maybe. All right, Seve's the story. These are the Blue Jays he'll be facing. McKinney, Biggio, Grichuk, Smoked, McGuire, Tellez, Urena, Drury, Fisher, Thornton. Hey, I found out that Doing It Biggio follows us on Instagram.
Yeah?
So, huge Kevin Biggio fans.
He's a friend. He's just a friend of ours now.
We'll just have him on the show. We'll have him on Talking Baseball. And we will ask him, you know, what's it feel like to be Doing It Biggio all the time?
Next Blue Jays series next year at the stadium.
Doing It Biggio. No Vlad? But no Grichuk, Grichuk batting third. That's a cock shot. You know what,
yeah, I mean, Severino? That's basically Vlad Sr.
All right. Severino, Jake. He went four innings, 70 pitches last time. Is that what he did?
I think it was right below 70, right? We were there.
I know. That's why I don't remember it exactly.
I want to say 67, but I've been wrong before.
67, maybe. You're right.
Whoo!
You're right. So what are you expecting today? He four innings pitched, two hits, two walks, 67 pitches. Do they get him up to 70? Is it going to depend on the game? I think 75
is probably.
75?
75 is probably the limit. And Jim, I guess this, I'll make this my main what to watch for when we do get there. But Jim, I think a big thing, and this is going to sound crazy obvious, but Luis Severino needs to not get like knocked around. Like you and I, we don't care too much about the results, although they are pretty important, but he needs to get those pitches in. So like if he runs into like a big second inning where he has to throw 30 pitches, like that's kind of a giant setback for what we want to do.
I think that he will get 75 pitches in no matter the results. Like if he gives up 10 runs on the way, I think like Seve has to get his pitches in.
Right, but I'm saying you're right, but if he's getting beat up, they do it under the stadium. Like they can't risk Seve throwing, you know, like a 30 pitch inning. So that would, and then that would mean it's not Seve day. That means it's Nestor, Chance Adams, whoever they've got out there day, which is not as fun. So tight innings.
So he dialed it up to 98 in the fourth inning. And the story was Boone was going to take him out after three because he wasn't too happy with the – he was like, you're only throwing 92, 93. And Seve said, oh, you want velocity? And then he went out there and gave him 98. Kind of scares me more than excites me.
Yeah, what's going on in the dugout, guys?
Like, it's kind of like, wait, what?
Exactly what we don't want happen.
I didn't see the pitches. Someone said the 92, 93 were two-seamers, but Seve doesn't throw two-seamers. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know, man. Like, I just need Seve to get 75 pitches in and not the results not be brutal. I don't care if he goes five innings, three earned runs. I don't care if he goes five innings, four earned runs. As long as, like, velocity is looking decent, I don't need 98 yet. Slider is looking sharp, and he kind of just – it doesn't look like he's laboring or hurt.
Tight innings. You could give up a home run. You could give up a two-run home run, whatever it is, but just don't get lost in there trying to overdo it because he'll be out of the game and we'll see bad pitchers instead of the guy we like a lot.
Yeah. Come on, Seve. His top velocity was
75 is the number?
Yeah, I agree with that. 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 All right, they're facing Trent Thornton.
Thornton, here's a who?
Thornton, here's a you, Darvish.
Oh.
DJ's got a homer off of him, and so does Didi.
Didi.
Erickson. Didi, keep swinging at the high fastball. And his bat speed looks really slow. And I'm in parentheses worried about it.
Ooh, a little what to watch for there.
Because he usually clobbers that pitch. And he's chasing it a lot. And he's missing it. And his bat speed looks slow. So Didi should probably pop one against Thornton. He's got one against him already. DJ LeMahieu, 3-for-7. With 2 walks against Thornton. So,
like
in
that?
Your face, Judge 2-for-5. Not much going on, but some stuff there.
Did you see the stat that was on the screen yesterday? The Judge has the most home runs since September, or since August, like, something?
Yeah, it's like Yes Network dabbling into the Jakey Butterknife stats.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's almost a month of baseball. He's been the best home run hitter. And there's still people, and maybe it's just your neighbor Lou at this point, but that don't think he's being Aaron Judge.
Yeah, neighbor Lou's the only guy I've heard say anything bad about Judge.
Oh, I've seen neighbor Lou on the Twitter sphere. I think he's in Hoodie Gang.
Neighbor Lou in Hoodie Gang? That'd be fucking
neighbor
wild.
Neighbor Lou is in. It's a rumor.
Neighbor Lou doesn't wear hoodies. He's your classic Italian.
Imagine if he was.
What a world. They got stories for days about the Yankees because my neighbor's daughter used to run around with Greg Nelson and Graham Lloyd and those late 90s because she worked at one of the hospitals in the city that they would send the Yankees to, and then she would get invited to all the parties. So right. Neighbor Lou met Nelson and Graham Lloyd, and Greg Nelson was a little wild.
Right.
Michael Kay tried to go on a date with their daughter.
That's what I heard.
Stories for days on my neighbors.
That's what I heard.
At Hoodie Neighbor Lou.
Hoodie Neighbor Lou.
Hey, Lou, how you doing? Hey, fucking Josh Sanchez! That's how the conversations go.
I agree with them. I'm on his side on that one.
All right, Jake. Bullpen. Pitching path to victory. What do you got?
I'm praying, like I've mentioned in my Now What to Watch For multiple times, that Sevy can give us the 4 or 5. Is it Michael King time? Loaiza threw 2 yesterday. He's out. Chad threw 15. He's probably out because they're going to have to use – they're probably planning on using him elsewhere. So not Loaiza and Chad?
Yeah, it's basically – and with the off day tomorrow. The off day tomorrow actually makes me think they're going to rest the big arms.
Today?
Yeah. It used to think use them because you have a day off, but the way Boone and Co. like it is they like stack and rest. So now it's like, I probably won't use all 4. But maybe they will. Who knows?
Yeah.
If it's a close game, I'd like them to try and win it. 4, this is a lot of people would laugh at this. But just for the morale boost of going Sevy to the 4 horsemen.
To the good guys, yeah. And that's
like,
true.
And just like the like, holy shit, this is something we can do. You know, like a full game. Dudes. Instead of going Sevy to slop, and then maybe Sevy's outing is, you know, there's just more oomph if you go Sevy to the good guys, oomph. And you're like, wow, we're the best ever, you know?
Oomph.
Ben Gardy in the chat says it's Ben Heller, Michael King Day. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Like that sounds...
Not going to fight you on that.
That sounds more than the good guys, but we'll see. Wow, Jared Gott is pooping again. Second poop.
Round 2. Nice.
I made that up, but.
Tough show for Jared Gott.
Be funny.
Gott.
Homer draft. It's draft.
Good game yesterday. Who didn't get mentioned? Mike Ford. Mike Ford had a good day yesterday.
Good job, Mike Ford. He might get mentioned in the show today.
Good chance.
All right. Homer draft, Jake. I'm on a little bit of a roll. You clinched, right? You clinched.
We're resting up.
I'm playing for dignity.
You're catching for the wild card. We've done what we've wanted.
But my dignity, I'm pretty happy with myself. In the last.
I haven't heard you say that before.
That I'm happy with myself?
My dignity, I'm happy with myself.
Yeah, I am. Playing for dignity right now. Last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games, I've got 6 homers. That's pretty good.
Ah, caliente.
Or caliente. Okay, well, you get to go first, Jake. And Jake, anyone new to the homer draft, Jake cannot choose Judge, Gardner, or Voit.
Judge, Gardner, or Voit. All right. So I am going to go with I'm going to take Gio. I mentioned it yesterday. Whenever Gio starts getting into a slide, I always get a little more worried because I love Gio. And then he always proves me wrong. So yesterday, I mentioned it at the end of the show that I was like, maybe we're here, maybe we're not. After yesterday, we're there. He had a couple at-bats, but his last at-bat, he roped a ball. So Urshela gets one, and my second pick will, of course, be Stanton.
Okay. I cannot choose Judge, Stanton, or Gardner. And now I can't choose Gio as well. So my two picks are going to be DJ LeMahieu. Coming on the off day yesterday.
Yeah, he's kind of due. I like that.
Has a homer versus Thornton already.
Yeah.
And then DD Gregorius, because I whisper shit talked him.
Ooh, the whisper shit talk method. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's a theory.
Dude, how about Stan getting rung up on those calls that I think were kind of, like, I don't think there were egregious calls that Boone got ejected on. I think they're hard pitches to hit, and you hope the other doesn't call them, but I think that they weren't that bad. But coming out and then hitting the RBI double and then the home run, love it. Someone in the chat, I don't know what the chat's talking about, but someone said paper straws suck. And I can't get behind a movement more than how garbage paper straws is. It's literally a piece of garbage they're telling you to sip your drink through. You got garbage on your lips. I'm all for saving the environment and the animals. I live in a sea town, so I understand the damages of plastic straws. Until you come up with a better solution.
Right.
And don't throw, like, metal straws my way either. I'm not trying to wash my metal straw.
Yeah, metal straw is where you end up being the bad guy because it's then it turns into, like, we'll just get a metal straw. And it's like, okay, you're kind of right, but I'm supposed to carry around my metal straw? Like, I'm not making
that. Put it in the fucking dishwasher? Like, I'm not making it then.
You think at this point in my life, I'm going to start carrying around a metal straw?
So we just, it'll get figured out soon. But I went to some.
Paper straws are bad. That was a quick fix.
Dude, when I went to the city for that meeting the other week, me and Karen, my girlfriend's mom, just went to this place that was in New York City that was next to where I had the meeting. And it turned out it was, like, not even vegan. It was some, like, just, like, paleo. I don't know. Everything was garbage. Like, the egg product was fake egg product. And we didn't know that until we ordered. And we're like, oh, my God. And that guy's coffee with a paper straw. And it's like, okay, now I got bits of paper in my mouth. And we're like, damn, this place sucks.
Yeah.
They also had a confusing order system. I wish I could remember the name of this place. It was something stupid. They had a confusing order system. And they just treated us like we were dumb, like we didn't know what to do. And
right.
It's like, hey, like, you guys, this isn't cool. It's not
you normal. Guys have broken the norm. Don't get mad at us.
Like, give me a counter. I'll order my food. And then I go to another spot and you give me my food. If it's not that, it's on you. So anyway, what's the over-under?
That's worked over time. What do you think it is? Sebby Thornton.
10.
A couple aces.
I think it's 10.
10. So it went under. I'll go 10 and a half just because I think they're dumb.
Dumb.
9.5. Wow.
They believe in Sebby.
I like that.
Okay.
Everyone's got good
Jake,
numbers.
The place is called Hugh Kitchen.
Hugh Kitchen.
HU.
Not you know a what? Sponsor.
It's trying to be, what was that place we went to in Tampa that's fucking so good? Fresh Kitchen?
Fresh something.
It's trying to be like that, but it was just awful. Don't go to Hugh Kitchen. They say no weird ingredients ever, and then it's like, here's this almond bread. It's like, well, that's weird. So anyway, tough spot for them. I'm taking the under. I believe in Sevy.
Yeah, I believe in Sevy, and I also believe in, like, the Yankees
taking it
don't want to, like, rally. Yeah, like, it's not like, draw a walk, hit a ball the opposite way, three-run homer. Like, everyone's just, like, just kind of trying to get my swings in. If I catch one, good. Like, it's not rally season. So, Sevy shows. Hey, let's dream it,
Jim. And was it Sevy 9 or 9.5?
9.5.
Okay.
Sevy shoves for 5. Four horsemen, and we are high on life. Let's dream a little.
Let's go to the chat real quick. Then I'm going to get my Jared Gott on. Chad Green, feel good. Fifth horseman. Chad's the goose. Someone said, are we ever going to have... He's not a horseman. He's a goose.
You need to know that.
Someone said, are we ever going to have Yankee players on the show, or have we invited them? We've never reached out or tried because we don't really have a good setup for that. Like... Jake's in Denver. I'm here. So in the future, hopefully that'll be different.
Planted seeds.
That ends the show. Jake, final words?
Seeds.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.